Time to go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
Hello, Sharky.
Gina J, it is gossip time. Lay it out. What do we got?
She finally pulled the plug. Wendy Williams has filed for divorce.
Yeah, from her husband, Kevin Hunter. They've been married nearly 22 years. Of course, he just had a baby with another woman, which really doesn't usually make marriages go too well. So she finally served him with papers at 6:30 this morning.
Yeah, they said on the set of the show.
Yeah, he is the producer of her show.
So I wonder if she's going to fire him as, like, her manager and everything. I would think that would make some sense, but...
Yeah, he's got to go. But apparently he's cooperating. I mean, he's going along with everything and trying to make it as easy as possible. That's what we're getting right now.
Now, she did not have her ring on today during the show, but she didn't even, like, address it or anything. Interesting.
Yeah, I guess they're going to try to do it as quiet as possible, and hopefully it'll be sooner rather than later. I'm sure this is going to help her mental health.
Ben Affleck and Lindsay Shookus. Now, those two had gotten back together in February, but they've reportedly split up again. That's over. He's in L.A., you know, with his kids and stuff. She's in New York with her kids and works in New York. He's out in L.A. working, so they realized it was not going to work out.
Does it seem that, you know, his ex-wife was like, I don't know, I just get a good feeling about Jennifer Garner. She's got her act together.
I like her.
I don't know. It's too bad he just screwed that all up.
I know. I was always hoping they'd get back together, but nah, I don't think it's going to happen.
He's a DB.
So Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, well, they announced that they're going to keep everything private.
Yeah, they're not announcing the gender of the baby. They're not announcing when the baby's going to, you know, be delivered. This is against protocol, but I don't think they care. Good for them.
But Serena Williams let it slip the other day. I think it's a girl.
Oh.
Yeah, so... Right. We'll see. Last night was a big night for Dwayne Wade. He had his retirement party. It was a 70s themed party in New York City.
Yeah, it was at this real fancy place called the Catch in the Meatpacking District. What the hell does that mean?
I've been there before, long time
ago.
You've
been to the Meatpacking?
Yes.
District?
Yeah.
Okay. Somehow I knew that. Justin Timberlake was there, Jessica Biel.
Party it up, Justin, because you're in town for us on Friday and Saturday at the Mohegan Sun.
Yeah, sober up before Friday night.
Yeah.
We need a good show. Plus, that show's been postponed since December, so people have been really anxious to see the show.
And I'm looking forward to a show tonight. Yes!
Oh, Gina, you're hyperventilating. I can tell.
Jersey Shore's Pauly D and Vinny, they're looking for love. It's a double shot at love on MTV. 8 o'clock tonight!
Now, what's the deal? 20 women vying
for their love.
DJ Pauly's love?
Yeah, and Vinny's. Yeah, they're both like kind of...
Oh, Vinny's in I got the idea that Vinny was just watching and he was going to get like the leftovers.
The leftovers. Well, you never
know. Here's some audio from the first show. This cat fight gets underway at 8 o'clock on MTV.
Oh, yeah. You know who'll be... Well, no, I won't be watching it until I get home.
I watched a little bit of the clip, and it started right off the bat. Two women, you could just tell they were squaring off. They had their claws out.
That's why I know it's going to be so good tonight. And I'll tell you all about it tomorrow, in case you don't watch it. So, more celebrity gossip, check out our website, 96.5TIC.com.